ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Alisa Healy, congratulations on the win, the knock, and your career more broadly. It was an unbelievable night for the team and for you personally. Can you describe some of the emotions that are swimming around as you step off the ground in coloured clothing for the last time?
I'm just really pumped with how we played tonight. It dragged out a little bit towards the back end, and that's fine, but I just thought to come out as clinically as what we did and play the way we did was outstanding, and it's put us in a great position in this series now heading over to Perth, so I'm really excited by that.
You won't love talking about yourself here, but we're going to force the issue just a little bit because it was just such an incredible knock on such an incredible night. Can you take us inside the innings a little bit? The first 100 was sublime, but fairly regulation in terms of centuries, but then the next portion of that, the accelerator was on the floor, and we felt that maybe the more you fatigued, the more that the run started to flow. Take us inside the innings and how it felt.
Well, I was cramping at about 80, so it kind of gave me a little bit of a license. I said to Moons, I'm just going to have to hit, because Moons loves to run twos and threes and quick singles, which I wasn't able to do. But she literally said, nah, knuckle down, get your 100, and then see what you want to do from there. So thanks to her for calming me down in that moment. But it just makes me appreciate this sport even more in that, you know, it can give you such lows throughout your career, but then it can present opportunities like today where you can just feel like you're on top of the world. And even though it's like my last fixture, it just felt like a really amazing innings, which is quite cool. I still felt like maybe I had 10 more years, but I know I don't. So what a wonderful sport we play, and I'm grateful for that experience today. It was really cool.
So just how special to bookend your career with the innings that you were able to put together tonight, given mum and dad in the crowd, and it was a night that was firmly focused on you, given the occasion. Just how special is it personally?
Oh, it was very special, and probably something at the back end of next week I can sit back and reflect on and go, that was a pretty amazing end to, you know, one of my most favourite formats. The one-day game is something that I really cherish, and I'm grateful for the opportunity I got in back in 2017 to open the batting and sort of play the role that I have. It changed my career, and I've loved sort of just being able to find the ability to go through gears in this format and play really well. So tonight it was almost the perfect ending, and I will remember that for a long time.
The ball striking certainly still there. Any second thoughts whatsoever about, what have I done here? Have I pulled up stumps a little early?
I'll tell you what, with all the injuries we've got going around, I'm surprised I haven't been called up for the West Indies, but no, I'm more than comfortable with where I'm at and the decision that I've made. And we've got a great little peek in, a little insight into what the future of Australian cricket is going to look like in this series already. So I'm looking forward to sitting on the couch and watching that unfold.
And fairly special to share that with Beth Mooney in the middle as well, to get your century and to embrace her in the way that you did.
Yeah, Burns has been excellent. I mean, full credit to her. She's waited a long time for the opportunity behind the stumps and sort of just been a really good mate in the meantime, and never been any sort of malice about it. Obviously been moved around the order a little bit in one day cricket, but what she's been able to achieve for us in that middle order has been, you know, super impressive and really important for our team moving forward. So it was really nice to spend a bit of time out there with her again, but I'm sure she's going to make a mountain of runs in the test match as well, so we'll celebrate that then.
And it was a really nice moment. You presented Lucy Hamilton with her cap prior to the match, so her first ODI, your last ODI. She played pretty well tonight, and you obviously did what you did, but that's just another nice little moment, another layer to add to the occasion of this evening.
Yeah, it was really special, actually, and I was just saying before that, you know, writing down those words probably made me a little bit teary myself, and probably remembering what getting that cap meant to me, you know, what, 15, 16 years ago. So it probably made me just enjoy tonight even more, knowing that, you know, you got a young kid on debut who's frothing at the bit to get out there and play for Australia, and I've been doing it way too many times, and so it probably just gave me that little bit of extra energy, which was amazing. And we've just seen how good she is, and I'm sure she's going to get even better with more exposure at that level, and she's going to have a long career in the green and gold, hopefully.
You've absolutely crushed India tonight by 185 runs, and you've been dominant across the ODI portion of this multi-format series. Is there a tinge of frustration there, given what happened back in the World Cup? India are the world champions now, but obviously when you're on, and you can beat this team and you can beat them well.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you look back at that World Cup when we were flawless up until the semi-final as well. So, an element of frustration, but in that key moment, we lost that moment, and that was one moment out of a big tournament. So we still back ourselves in this format. We know exactly how good we are and what we can do to teams when we put them under pressure. And we'll just keep, they'll keep building over the next 3 years leading into that next World Cup and continue to not change the game, it's not the right word, but continue to just push the game forward and look at those mammoth totals and see what we can achieve. So I'm really excited to watch that unfold.
One quick word on Alana King. Thought she bowled beautifully tonight and maybe reminded a few, given she was absent from the T20s and whatnot. She was excellent tonight with the ball.
The most frustrated four-for I've ever seen, I will say. grumpy out there, but yeah, class player. I mean, she can offer us a lot with, you know, bat, ball and in the field. So well and truly, you know, has a right to stick a hand up for all three formats, and that's something for the selectors moving forward as to what they're going to do. But once again, Georgia Ware improved her class at the end as well, getting an opportunity. So we're blessed in that spin department, and I don't envy the selectors moving forward about what they're going to do.
You can't lose the series now going into the test match. You got a short break, I think, before you do. Given tonight and the occasion and the ODIs wrapped up now, do you get a moment at all tonight or whenever it might be to just soak it in and maybe have a quiet celebration?
Yeah, a little Coke Zero down the bottom, I think, might be a nice touch. I think so. I think, you know, the groups probably earned that right as well. There's a lot of frustration. I can sense it coming in to the squad after the T20 series. So I guess to cap this leg off the way that we have, I think, you know, it's probably a great time for us to sit back and reflect on what we've done really well and then flick the switch to Perth and do that. So I'm sure we will. And come Perth on Friday, we'll be switched on, ready to go.
Alisa, congratulations on tonight, the win, the knock, and what's been a brilliant career. Thanks so much for the chat.
No worries. Thank you.